Today is Monday, and this is Eunoia, spoken by Elswith. For this week, we are going to have a bit of an adventure together, a voyeuristic type. So welcome to the party. Are you relaxed? Is your mind open? Breathe in deep and exhale fully for me. And if you're able or willing, hold your hands in front of you, clasping them together, fingers intertwined. And imagine yourself in the dark. And ahead of you, you can just see a bit of light coming from what looks like a house. Now, darkness doesn't mean the path doesn't exist, right? And somehow you're given a candle. This small pool of light, holding it in your hands. And ahead of you now, you realize there are other small pools of light. So you begin to follow, obediently. You realize that you're in a short hedge maze. You can see over the hedges, but you can't step over them. So you're forced to go through it. This maze is placed into the most beautiful, although unseen by you, moonlight garden. The type of garden that's planted not for the butterflies and sunshine, but instead for the moths. For these night-scented plants to release their sweet fragrance as dusk falls, attracting nocturnal pollinators and partygoers. Wisteria, star jasmine, petunia with its vanilla scent, and of course honeysuckle hangs in the air. And you continue along the maze, holding your candle, following those other pools of light towards the large house in front of you. You can hear some music now. A slow jazz trumpet, slow lyrical floating over the garden, soulful and warm. Closer now, you hear the murmuring sounds of conversation. No distinct words, but that's okay. Because you know you're almost there. Continue forward at your own pace, holding your candle, going this way and that through the maze until it opens to a paved path. You know, I'm waiting for you inside.